IAEA Chief trusts India for assured higher standards in nuclear safety and security. Mohammad Al Bardai, Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency, expressed pleasure at lifting of the embargo and allied restrictions on India's nuclear trade. He said this in his thanksgiving speech after receiving the coveted Indira Gandhi Prize for Peace, Disarmament and Development that was conferred by the Indian government in New Delhi on Wednesday. The IAEA chief also said that he trusted India would spare no efforts in advocating the highest standards of nuclear safety and security.
I am delighted at the recent unjust restriction on India's nuclear trade, which came to an end quite recently. This has opened the door for India to accelerate its use of nuclear power to help meet its energy needs, combat climate change, and secure energy independence. I trust that India will spare no effort in practicing and advocating the highest standards of nuclear safety and security.
Speaking at the occasion, Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh said it was only through the concerted efforts of the world community that it is possible to promote peaceful use of nuclear energy.
We need the concerted and collective efforts of the world community to promote the peaceful uses of nuclear energy as widely as possible. Its benefits should not remain confined to a privileged few. The growth of nuclear energy must go hand in hand with measures to reduce and eliminate risks of its misuse. We should work to strengthen public trust and confidence in issues related to nuclear safety and security.
Nuclear disarmament is, after a long hiatus, finally back on the international agenda. President Medvedev and Obama have made a commitment to cut their country's nuclear arsenal by as much as a third. There is a real prospect of the Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty coming into force. And the conference on disarmament in Geneva have agreed to negotiate a treaty that would outlaw the production of fissile material for use in nuclear weapons. But only by demonstrating their irreversible commitment to achieving a world free from nuclear weapons will the weapon states can contribute to the legitimacy of the non-proliferation regime and gain the moral authority to call on the rest of the world to curb the proliferation of these inhumane weapons.
Meanwhile, Al Bardai further said that only by demonstrating the irreversible commitment to achieving a world free from nuclear weapons will the weapon state gain the moral assault to call on the rest of the world to curb the proliferation of these inhumane weapons. Akshay with Purnima for ANI.